We do not lose heart, though our nature is wasting away. Our inner man is being renewed every day. For this slight momentary affliction prepares us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. Yes, Lord, we do not lose heart, for we know our hope is in you. We do not lose heart, for we know our home is with you. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the sure hope we have in you. And we fix our eyes on you. Yes, we fix our eyes. We fix our eyes on you.
We certainly have a few words, so I'll invite actually Carl first, please, then Ben and then Neil, just to come and give their words.
This is from 1 Peter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for by his great mercy we have been born anew to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and to an inheritance which is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. We've been born anew to a living hope. And the sense I have is a new birth for us, a new birth, birth of hope, a birth of a nature that is imperishable as we look to the coming of Jesus. We have a hope that is guarded in Jesus, is guarded for us by God the Father. And he wants us to be born anew with hope, with renewed hope.
The sense I got was from Psalm 65:9. God cares for the land and waters it. He enriches it abundantly. The streams of God are filled with water to provide the people of grain, for so God has ordained it. The sense I got was very much that we might feel a bit low on our water supply or a bit low on our grain at the moment, but if we trust in the Lord, he will always replenish it. Always replenish it. Amen.
It's a passage from 1 Corinthians 15:15. I tell you this, brothers and sisters, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In the moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. The sting of death is sin. The power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, therefore, my people, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. And people of the Antioch community, know that this existence will come to an end. Know that the next existence, the existence in my presence, will come. Know that I have chosen you as my sons and my daughters, and I will get you there. What is at risk is between now and then. So please, my sons and my daughters, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in my work, knowing that when you do my work and when you follow you, you will not do it in vain. Praise the Lord.
So some powerful words from the Lord for us there. The Lord guards our hope. He will replenish, and he calls us to be steadfast and immovable. And we should expect to be tested. We should expect our call to be tested. We should expect our commitments to be tested, because that is the nature of the spiritual battle that we're in. And yet in the Lord, we can be immovable. In the Lord, we have hope. The Lord will replenish. So let's just sit in the Lord's presence. Let's just be still in the Lord's presence and just ask him to touch our lives and our hearts and to renew and restore.